One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad.
What are you talking about?
The sun in Australia when I was in Australia.
Oh,
it felt like I was getting burnt, like a chemical burn.
Shit.
So, I might get my cursed.
Yeah, I
don't know.
The sun's closer.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, yeah. Camera focused, everything set?
Yep.
Okay.
Pretty decent.
Okay.
Yeah. Good to go.
Where's Nick Peen?
He's getting coffee.
From the yard. From them coffee boys in the yard.
Sure. You can build a $1 million business, but can you scat? Scootin' dee doo, skeebity wop bow. Scootin' dee scappa chee pa papa too tow. Skeebity cha choo mama yo. Chrissy chai wabba jee ba yo. Scoopity gee, scappity doo. Skeedily scamma scamma scooma scoo scow. Scooma scoo scow.
Yeah, scat is pretty.
Scooma scoo scow.
That's the one thing about jazz that I don't claim is the scat stuff.
Now, why would you not say that?
I miss Scat Man.
Oh,
yeah.
God bless him.
Scat Man, I forgot about that.
Just in case things need to get mellow.
We got to mellow out today.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, we're going to die.
Need to mellow out.
Yeah.
The news is relentless these days
with
all different kinds of baiting. Yeah, for real. Nothing in the news has been relaxing lately. It's all hell.
None of it's scat based.
No.
We need to bring back. Damn, Scat Man John.
I gotta hear his ass.
Damn.
See that guy drumming?
How can he keep up? Now, the only thing that I don't like about the Scat Man, you can keep playing it. He's not a based white, just not.
He may have been, though.
He wasn't.
Oh.
You checked.
That's too bad.
I checked, yeah.
I always thought he was.
That's why I can't listen to his music, because he's not based. See, he's got an African. He never said 14. Hail.
So at
I
least
can't
he
watch this crap. Yeah, well, look at that face.
Well, if you mean it's almost like a mustache.
How is that possible?
To make that face?
No, just how is that possible? This is in mainstream entertainment. How is this possible?
It's well, I think they were going for. I mean, this frame in particular. Look at the little one in the corner, lower right corner. that one's better. Yeah, there you go.
It's like a stamp.
Yeah. Holy shit! Yeah, the video guys for this one had some fun.
Yeah,
but how could he? How could he achieve mainstream success?
They had to let him in. He was just, you know,
he paid his dues.
Pressure bust pipes. He paid his dues.
He did time.
A hard head makes a soft ass. Okay.
Scatman John.
Persistence now, is key to becoming what he did. And no one else could do it, by the way, you know?
No one else would dare try again.
No, I don't think so.
Quarter billion views.
Quarter bill?
Now, is he a one-hit wonder, or was there some sort of...
Probably, yeah.
Have you ever heard a different scat song?
No,
no definitely not.
What about Scatman's World?
Here I am, a outside the world of Scatman.
Yeah.
A new phenomenon is people leave with what seems like an ecstatic grin on their face or just a look of pure innocence, which reminds me of a newborn child. Why are you visiting Scatman's world?
Look, man, I'm bored. There's nothing else to do.
Holy shit.
Yo.
If you're looking for a new experience, Scatman's world is the place.
It's not a Harry Potter kind of.
Welcome to Scatland. Holy baloney. Holy
this is like
Toledo.
Lawnmower man.
Oh, he's getting submerged in scat.
Clear?
I can breathe.
Scatman's world.
Wow. Well, they got cars and roads in Scatman's world.
And plateaus.
It's not exactly like the first one.
No, it's not.
The video isn't quite as good either. I like that he's still in black and white, though. Oh, wow. Not anymore.
What's this guy's name?
John.
John.
Scatman John.
He should have stuck to the scatting.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
That's a pretty nightmarish, the images in these videos.
Yeah.
Look at this guy in the front. What the? He's like a wafer.
Now, this is before AI, right, Chris?
This is 11 years ago, so.
Okay, so this they didn't have AI to make this. So they're at a disadvantage, I suppose, here.
I had no idea he had his own world.
What other hits and bangers does he have, though? Can we see? Oh.
Hey, Louie.
Yeah?
Is that you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm Scatman John. Would you like to sing a song, man?
Well, sure could.
He's talking and singing with dead men. He's got earrings now?
Yeah, he got his ear pierced in Louisiana.
Sure, I'll do it.
Harrison Ford's ear, piercing his ears. Wow. I don't know. This is not what I expected.
It looks like Rabbi Shmuley. He's got like a Rabbi Shmuley vibe about him.
Scatgate.
Very strange.
Very strange and
very John Paul Larkin.
Yo.
Larkin.
Sounds like a killer.
He was born in
He has a severe stutter.
Emotionally traumatic childhood. That's a big surprise.
Oh man. Success in Japan though. Good for him. How did he die? He died at age 57? Why did he die so young?
Coke.
Diagnosed with lung cancer. Oh my goodness. Poor guy here. At least he died at home. He's probably surrounded by a loving family. He was cremated and his ashes were scattered at sea off the coast of Skibbity-Doo, California. 2 years later, he was married to Jewy McHugh Larkin, who died in 2023. Wow.
Well,
I thought he was European.
I think he spent, is he mixed race? Is he half black or something? What's his?
He looks like a cholo.
He's a weird looking. Yeah, he does look like a cholo.
Looks like
he
builds lowriders in.
Yeah.
Chino, California.
I think he spent all of his creative vril on that one song that everybody knows because the other two we listened to were not as good.
It's like I'll never be able to get back there.
Yeah. Try as I may, I'm not going to be able to.
I think anyone would know that. I think he was intelligent enough to know.
Yeah, he knew as he was making the first song that it was all downhill.
He better enjoy it.
Because that song's a banger.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It was serious. It had a...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It might have sounded silly, but it wasn't a joke.
Now, what do you have there?
Oh, hey.
Is that some type of shortbread thing?
Yeah, these are Madeline cookie loaves that were just baked just now.
Good grief.
And they're really tasty.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Madeline.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
wow.
It's like sort of like a vanilla sugar cookie.
Mm. Oh, man.
Sure, yeah.
That's good,
yeah.
Chris. You got to have that.
Yeah.
Mmm. That's something else.
Oh, I have two. Yeah, but here's some. Have some more. I knew we would need something to put in our mouths. Sure.
You want a coffee, Chuck?
Are you doing something crazy?
I think there's coffee being ran.
Oh.
I don't want to.
Yeah, whatever you guys do.
What do you want?
whatever, but a latte. A whole milk latte is the only thing I require. But can if we, that's too much of a bitch, fuck it.
What's the, oh, we got to see Will Smith rapping.
Oh, yeah.
Is he back?
Oh, he's back.
Miami?
Oh. He's you've never seen him like this.
It's just actually, a comeback.
No, it's actually good.
Yeah, no, it is.
It's
yeah.
actually good.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it as good as Eminem?
It's really good.
On the same
good.
Level?
It's better than Eminem, in
does,
my opinion.
Does he get mellow?
Yo, yo, what's that word? It's Lotto, and we live with another episode of Lunch Break Freestyle.
Look how ugly and fucked up this guy is.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Scary.
Red onion.
Lyrical lemonade. Okay, I like this. Yeah, y'all got me a little nervous.
Uncle Phil in the house.
I know that I be on some other shit. I know that I'm different. I be on some y'all don't understand it. I don't mention it. Made it to the top of Hollywood without it. Vividly gave me a lion to protect me in this industry. Now I just walk and he chew through my enemies. Feel like
can
I'm
you,
just
getting started. They tried to finish me. I'm like the how long is this?
Is this a cookout?
45 minutes.
Watch. I like how the Simpson, oops, the Simpson family and Spider-Man are watching him. Here come the bounce back.
Yo, he should start smoking crack and just go crazy. That would be cool.
Start talking trash about Jada.
Yeah, yo, that would be sick. My wife's a bitch. Can you hit escape there? What go to the Lyrical Lemonade channel. What are the most viewed videos? How many views does that have, first of all?
600,000.
Not that many. What are the most viewed?
It's only got 600,000 views? I thought that was pretty viral.
What?
I was so hooked on that for like 3 months, just doing push-ups in my bedroom to Will Smith on his bounce back.
Just doing kisses in my bedroom.
Yeah, he's the hardest working guy in the world.
I was doing kisses and push-ups. Oh, what do they got in here? Is any one of these
French
guys
kissing
good?
My floor.
G Herbo.
Is G Herbo good?
I like, yeah, G Herbo's good.
What's G Herbo got?
This is the bounce back.
Another cookout.
Yo, yo, what's the word? It's Lotto, and we live from the Lyrical Lemonade HQ with our very first episode of the Lunch Break Freestyle. We got G Herbo in the building. Let's get into it.
Why does that guy look like he's falling asleep?
I was on my last. You ain't never seen me cry. Put the fuck shit right to the side, and I went up fast. You ain't never heard our loud to be last, and you tried me down.
Do his homies know that he's on?
Hustler. No.
No, they don't know yet.
I know I'm a gimme a bag. I'm still tripping on shit from my past. Grew up quick. I was living at my bitch house if I had to crash.
And his teacher tried to hook up with him.
He was afraid to take out the trash. His teacher's trying to give him ass. Like Project Pat, then he
turned up. When he turned to op, turned on his block, made it clap. We used them saying, what's the next one? What's the next one?
Wow, I don't know what.
There's the only other one I recognize is
what's a good freestyle?
A good freestyle?
Who's the guy that died? The 999 guy?
999?
The guy that was like always high?
on
pills?
Huh. Oh. Like a younger guy, mm-hmm. Like recently?
Like 4 years ago, maybe.
Like I don't know.
He was like the innocent-looking kid guy, and he like overdosed on pills.
Mr. Peep.
Mr. Peep.
Oh, was
he's
it?
Black.
A,
he's black.
Innocent-looking guy.
Yeah.
It wasn't Juice WRLD? Was it? Is that you talking about?
Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
Guy?
Yeah.
Juice WRLD.
Is that who I'm thinking of?
He's like yeah. more of a singer.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Juice WRLD's more of a singer.
Is no, no, he did the he yeah, did the like dead. The 20-minute freestyle.
Yeah, yeah, that's
oh,
one thing. Yeah,
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 Juice WRLD.
That one
oh,
was
really?
Good.
Yeah.
Has Cannabis ever been on here? Or LL Cool J? Remember when they had a beef back in the day?
Yeah.
I like Tim Westwood. He's so fucked up.
Who's that?
Tim Westwood. He's a big UK DJ.
He sounds funny.
He sounds funny, and he's like, he is funny.
It's like David Beckham doing this.
Yeah.
Yo, fire up the gas chambers. I'm back. King, I'm gonna do my thing. Married to the game, I'm gonna need a
ring. Run up on me, that chopper sing. Brand new bitch, that's a brand new team. Broke up with my bitch, now she my side bitch. Text me on my sidekick, yeah. She don't keep the strap in the purse like a diaper. Run up, she fire shit, yeah. Niggas just losing.
Hit escape. I like Juice WRLD a lot, man.
I like his shirt, though.
The OT, that OT Mexican is probably one of the more popular viral freestyles.
Mm-hmm. That guy's got an interesting look to him.
I like that. I think he's cool.
Mm.
I don't mind him.
What's he saying in his freestyle here? He's wearing his headband like it's a brain shocker.
He seems like a nice guy.
Is that Dokes from Dexter? That was just on.
Police coming. I see red and blue. Got blood on my shoes. I mean Zannies. I don't have a clue. So I get on the move. I take a rock.
This is crazier to me than watching gay porn. It's not as bad, but you know what I mean? It's so alien.
Yeah, yeah. This guy is just like talking into a microphone.
Like people are still doing this. Like sports are still on.
I'd be like if I was doing the skip it in front of you guys.
Sock and boppers and shit.
I'm like really good at skip it.
Let me show you something funny. You know that Tim Westwood guy? Can you type in Tempa T par, which next type. I'm sorry, Tempa T next type.
They're so good. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Oh, no, thank you.
Sure.
Here, you got to watch the skit at the beginning of this video, Chuck. This is really funny.
Is it reverse stealing?
So, baby, I mean, do you do hotel visits? So how much? With, say, you and your friends? Extras. Yeah, let me think about
it. What about extras?
Yeah, let me think about it. We can make that happen. Temps.
What's in the bag?
Temps, man. Your par game is weak, brother. I am so disappointed in your pars. I have tried so hard with you. It's a poor par performance.
He's jerking off.
Every week, week in, week out. When I was your age, I was parring. I'd wake up in the morning before breakfast. I would par my mum and my sister. You haven't hit your target.
What about Mary? What about Mary? Yeah, just because you Mary? Know went around the corner.
So, I taught her how to par on her knees, dog, in an alley. That's a strong par. She took that par to the back of her neck.
Fuck all of them.
That's a strong par.
So what are you saying then?
I'm saying, Peter, 205 pars.
Fuck Peter, he's a prick, man.
He's got 205 pars, so you've got 10 pars. 10 pars. So what?
It's just like badly produced video. It's so funny.
It's good.
It is good.
I was going down.
I was going what? Down.
I'm gonna have to paw you, dog. Temps, you're fired. You're barred. You're barred. You're barred.
Wow.
He starts trashing his desk.
Yeah, we gotta. I want to shoot sketches like that.
That's really
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Damn, is that fun?
You know what's really good?
What?
Since we're on the rap.
Yeah.
Snow, girl, I've been hurt.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you remember Snow?
I remember
that's
Snow.
That's from 12
yeah.
inches back from, I don't know, like 91, I'd say.
Canadian
92?
Guy
mm-hmm.
figures out how to. Now, this song is really good. I've been listening to it.
This whole album is good.
I've been listening to this in the car for like 3 days straight.
Damn.
On repeat.
This is the Informer guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
From Canada.
And Runway
was good.
Yeah, Lady with a Red Dress. Those are classics back from 91, man. Damn. Back in the day, he used to be doing the summer MTV shit with like fucking when Radiohead was still playing Creep.
Really?
He'd come out with, his voice is blown out. It sounded like a different guy. It was the back in the day. It was so good.
He looks like a fucking roofer now, like a commercial roofer now.
This video's fat.
Yeah.
This is a good song.
Black girls in the Canadian snow. The song's banging.
Yeah.
Damn.
the real.
I like the creative choice in the middle of the song. Can you skip to like 60% of the way through the song? We're right here.
Yep.
A lot of blacks for the 90s.
In Canada. No, this song's good. I put it on a playlist before, but
that's a great song.
But imagine his pitch. He's like, what are you going to do? He's like, I'm like a rapper. Like Vanilla Ice? Kinda. Call me Snow.
I don't know how he pulled this off.
What are you going to do? Watch this. Ready?
This is crazy.
What do you call that? What's that rapping?
That's like Jamaican. Patois? That's like patois, patois. But it also is like reminiscent of maybe inspiration from like the Suicide Boys, whatever, Ghostmane, when they do that fast rapping.
What is fast? Just to ask ChatGPT, is there a word for fast dancehall style patois Jamaican rapping? And then and there's another one we got to look up.
Serious rhymers. Them serious rhymers.
Remember Diggable Planets?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, they're patois.
P-A-T-O-I-S.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's patios. Jamaican patios.
Rapping.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
DJing.
Toasting.
Chatting.
Chatting might be. You might call it chatting. Okay. Go to YouTube. Make sure you're on YouTube, not Google. Type in long dick Chinese.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah.
You should get this album, Nick.
I will.
The whole album's good. I think he did a Mortal Kombat song.
Mm.
Long Dick Chinese.
Yeah.
That's
the name of the album. Fresh Kid Ice. I think he might still be alive, too. Go to the track list, because there's a better track. Mix Dick'em Down. Nah, this ain't it. Fresh Kid Ice.
I need subs. None of us have subs.
It's kind of stupid that we don't.
Yeah. You know how cheap it is, too? It'd be like 300. Oh, my God.
It'd be nice.
Scroll up. Let me see the track list. Miami.
Love you, buddy.
What is this?
King Luke.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
He's DJ. King Luke knows how to DJ.
Does he know how to chat?
Yeah, he knows how to chat. Me brought you a duck coffee.
Type in Mortal Kombat the movie soundtrack. Man, the Mortal Kombat movie was so awesome.
It was big.
Fuck.
It holds up.
Yeah.
It holds up. What the hell was the guy's name? I forget, but he this guy directed Event Horizon. That's why it holds up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that Gravity Kills song, that's a good one.
Really?
Yeah.
Gravity Kills was in that?
Yeah.
Orbital. Wow.
Yeah, that's a great, this is a great soundtrack, man.
Wow. Who was in Gravity Kills?
I don't know.
They kind of totally understood. Like, weren't they in Bad Boys?
This, the soundtrack?
Yeah.
Can't remember.
I think it was.
Yeah.
It was the club scene where they like walk in, they're like, there she is.
Cool.
Were they on Seven? Yeah. Is that what they're known for? Was Guilty from Seven?
I think
the soundtrack, maybe?
I think it might be Bad Boys.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong. Wow, Gravity Kills should do it.
Wow. I'm sure they're back around.
Oh.
I gotta listen to Gravity Kills more.
They were like God Lives Underwater, that good industrial.
Mm.
Damn.
Is he dead? Is Fresh Kid Ice dead? Fresh Kid Ice.
Yeah.
Born, died. He died in 2017.
Ugh.
Yeah. Anyway. How did he die? Just
Wong Wan.
Near fatal car accident, brachial plexus. Yo, you gotta be careful.
Stroke.
Cirrhosis of the liver.
Oh.
Yeah, he was like living, drink, like a real living Chinese fast.
Man. Like a real
Christopher real Wong. Chinese.
Co-founded Two Live Crew?
Yeah, he was Two Live Crew.
Oh, wow. Huh. Yeah. Who was Two Live? Who was the other one in Two Live Crew?
I think it was Smokey Blackskin.
Yeah.
Smokey Bones.
Smokey Bones Blackskin. No, Smokey Bones Black Smokey Bones Black Thief. What's the name?
Rob Gamble, Rubber Lips.
He's Trinidadian. That's weird.
What do these taste? That's a taste cut. That's a taste brew for you.
Taste sample.
Oh, did you guys?
No, these are just samples, guys. These are just samples. So if you like what, you, if you like this,
you can buy another one.
You can buy another one.
Is yours a 4E?
Mine is.
Just making sure I'm not drinking a special one.
Mine's a 4C. So that must be four Charles.
God, there it is. How is it? How's mine?
It tastes just like I remember yours.
Your kisses.
It tastes just like I remember you, Charles.
Mm. You guys want to see the strangest thing ever?
What is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Share and future. Share.
Oh. Now she has a butt plug in, right?
Yeah, she's got a cock in.
Yep.
She's got a fruit basket bulging out on the pants.
She's got a triple fruit basketball.
She's like, I had sex with Anthony Kiedis.
No, they're doing a good job with the typography here.
It's fun.
Did they read the design book?
It's like a girl deodorant ad.
And see how the title is holding over his face?
It's
extra
right.
long. And it looks like everyday poop. See how his face is obscured by the text?
Why did they do that to him? Why don't they just make him wear a Spider-Man costume?
What did Future do?
Hell yeah.
Timberland?
Hey! This kicks ass.
Is there nursery rhymes?
Some other goose.
This is the death gurgle of like the Hollywood system.
Wow. Yeah.
It's just shit like this.
It really is.
Ellen, this...
Future should be ashamed of himself.
Coming back to this screen over and over again, that's wild.
Oh, it's the video?
This is the video. Look at this.
It says they keep coming back to that screen.
It says official music video, but it's...
49,000 views.
808 Chum Chum.
Oh, this shit came out in 2017. Yo, she has an amazing artist. They say Cher's a guy, right?
I would guess.
She the first one that they were like, yo, that's a guy.
Yeah, why
she
not?
Looked pretty good
Sunny
in the
looks like,
70s.
Not gonna
Sunny
lie, she bit, looked pretty good, yeah. And the song's a banger, Nick.
Yeah, she looked cool. Future's eating her pussy.
She looks
yeah.
pretty... He's like, no, Nick Roachford, guess what? Full pussy with the big bush.
They
he's
both looked
it.
Weird. Sonny nope. looked like a dyke, and she looked like a big freaking Amazon. Who knows?
Yeah, she looked like a bitch.
I liked Sonny Bono, but he did look a little bit weird.
He was the man.
Yeah, his voice was nice.
But he was a fucked up freak.
He liked to play football on the slopes.
He liked to play rough.
Yeah, he's into rough sex.
Yeah, Hut Hut Tree. That's what he played.
Yeah.
He played 32 Blue.
Ooh, 42 Blue Spruce.
Ah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he fucking. But well, her story is that she fucked
Anthony Tony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Anthony
roasted his cock when he was a little bit young.
Yep, David Geffen was pushing him into her pussy.
Oh, Dave was so, Dave's was titties.
He was just there to support.
Yeah, his back,
the butt cheeks. Push the butt, pushing the butt cheeks
harder, dude.
What's your joke that you do?
My cousin push the butt cheeks, pushing on a guy's butt cheeks while someone's fucking your, like watching your cousin fuck a girl and you're pushing on his two hairy ass cheeks.
Yeah, you know, Pete, that's a thing. That's a thing.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Mormons, you know what soaking is?
Yeah.
So the soaking, if you're like. If I was your boy, I'd come shake the bed for you.
Oh.
Yeah, because you go in and you sit there, and that's not intercourse.
I kind of like that.
Well, I do too, but it's not intercourse, though, because you're just there. So you need someone to come up and shake the bed so that intercourse doesn't actually happen. Isn't that crazy?
That's you almost got to see it candidly. Like you got to see
it happen.
Yeah, because it's just like... A guy nudging a bed and then a guy fucking a girl.
Yeah.
Like, it's all lies.
Yeah.
It seems like a bit of a fairy tale. Mormons, they're known to be weird, but are they like that?
No, that's a thing that they'll talk about.
Soaking, yeah.
But that's, I don't think it's the weirdest thing in the world. I know Arabs do anal sex to preserve their virginity.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Oh. Just people in general are fried, but... I'm sure in Romania and like those countries that, you know, we don't know the names of, I'm sure there's no end of guys pushing butt cheeks of some other guy.
Yeah.
How about feet into butt cheeks?
Push the butt cheek. Use your feet. If you use your feet, it's not gay.
It's not, yeah.
You just stand up and put, stepping on your boy's butt cheeks.
Not gay. Yeah, kissing your boy.
Yeah.
Dominican guys have showed me many videos of them holing out goats. Like... That's a very funny and common thing amongst Dominican guys. I've seen it like three or four different dudes. And like kind of like hip, not like creepy motherfuckers, like hip motherfuckers are like, yo, look at this shit. It's so funny. And it's just like a guy like holing out a goat well. Like going to town. I was like, they tapped, bro. And I'm like, you're watching it. So he's doing it. At least he came.
I wish he was showing you something good, like a horse.
Yeah.
Like he was beating off a horse or something.
Your buddy's like, I did too, bro.
I did this, but don't laugh at me, bro. I did it. I came to that shit.
Have you heard the guy who talks about fucking the horse where he like made an acronym where he's like, it's like perfect height, no bucket required or something?
Oh, no, please don't leave
that. Okay.
What wasn't it? Was it Marie Antoinette?
Animal rape. I don't
believe that.
That's fake.
I think it's all crap.
If it's historical, it's just Jews.
It's all just crap.
Oh, yeah.
It's Jews. Like Da Vinci was a...
He was gay. He was butt sex.
He was
a queen.
Had a small dick.
Yep, micro.
Alexander the Great was cross-dressing.
Killed himself crying, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's all baloney.
I remember Alexander used to hold guys' assholes out.
Yeah.
And then he died if fucking someone gave him fucking fast AIDS. He died like he was crying, too.
He was at a Cure concert.
It's like, right before he died, he was makeup and his wig like Robert Smith.
You got fast AIDS.
Alexander.
Imagine your diagnosis is fast AIDS.
You look at your watch.
Yep, you got it.
Your watch is spinning faster than usual.
Time burns faster for you.
You got lesions growing at like hyper speed on your skin.
Like monkeypox.
I believe all that history that all these guys that are... have these achievements where, I mean, I think everyone was gay. All the Romans and the Greeks were gay.
All the greatest achievements throughout history.
I heard that everybody's been gay ever since
the beginning. Were by homosexual men with small dicks who killed themselves crying.
Yeah, in a bunker because they were hiding. I only pulled it a few times, but I was telling people that I gave his cock reduction surgery many, many years ago because it was so big and good looking. No one really liked it, but I don't think I did it well.
I thought it was bad funny. I remember that joke.
I shouldn't have stopped.
Yeah.
When you were talking about the Middle East stuff, when we were talking about the Hotel Borat scene.
Yeah.
Can we just watch that?
Oh, yeah. You remember Borat, right?
Yeah, he's the guy with the bathing suit, right?
Welcome to the Wellington Hotel. Do you want to pay for the entire stay now?
I pay you for one night.
Fine.
How
All
much?
Right. One night is $117.13.
We call it 85.
No, we can call it 117. Let me get the door for you. Come on in.
Oh, very nice. Very nice room.
Not in the room yet, sir. Hold on. You might want to repack your things. We're going to be moving again shortly.
I will not move to a smaller room.
Sir, this is your floor. I'm going to take you to your room.
This is not my room?
This is the elevator. It takes you to the floor where your room is.
Whoa. Oh, la, la. Whoa. King in the castle. King in the castle.
Did he ever end up going to Israel and doing a special there?
He did some scenes. Yeah, he did Bruno in Israel.
Oh, okay.
Wait. I gotta find the one. It's probably not on YouTube because there's a nudity.
Oh, yeah. Borat and Azamat. That might be the one.
There you go. Vimeo.
Vimeo.
AZNude.com.
Good time to plug that.
Oh.
Is there no audio?
Wow, look at the tits on the guy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Holy shit, looks like the guy that has the fake tits, the golfer guy.
There's a golfer guy with fake tits?
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Wow. Does that help with his swing or something?
No, I think it was like a no-name guy that was like, I'm going to get breast implants for fun.
Wow.
And like no one gave a shit, and now he's just like a guy with tits. He's like he looked like he could be like a friend from Woonsocket.
I'm not going to look that up.
It's sad. It's like he's like, yeah,
I feel like I remember something like a Howard Stern, like, we'll pay you $100,000 to go get breast implants. Is that a thing that happened?
I think they turned that down and then did it himself or something. But then no one cared. He looks like, what the fuck happened? It's a weird story. It's like, yeah, I don't need your money. I'll do it myself. And it was like, all right. Or something. I don't know. I could be wrong. But
I don't want to look up golfer guy with tits.
Nah, we're going to get sick. Who's the good golfer guy? The guy, the gray, the hair that's always drinking and smoking cigars?
John Daly.
John Daly, yeah.
He's drinking full bottles of vodka.
Now that guy is a real. He's real. Yeah.
He's good. He's still he beat Tiger Woods in a personal match. He's kind of.
How can he be this way?
Tiger Woods is kind of cool too.
Yeah.
Like people can say what they want about him. Tiger Woods is kind of like a fuck you.
Yeah, like, he's over it.
Yeah, he's cool. Like he's over it. Like he's not whack. People think he was like whack, and he's not whack.
Yeah, he was always with it.
Yeah. Like he's smooth with broads and shit.
Still smooth after all these back-breaking years.
Yeah.
Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that. And
Opie and Anthony.
Just have it as a number.
It will be cool.
Now. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you gotta do this for me. Huge, quickly. All
right,
bye.
This bitch is recording that and snitching on him?
Yeah.
Fucking Tiger. Dirty asshole.
Yeah. His DUI footage was like, it looked like any normal pill taking golfer, like just drunk on like a couple of Vikings. He's just like, fuck, I was drinking. Sorry, I was smoking.
Today? Jupiter, Florida.
You're coming from Jupiter, Florida?
Yes.
Okay, do you know where you're going?
No.
You're just driving around or what?
I like to drive.
I'm sorry?
I like to drive.
You like to drive?
Who's fucking drumming?
Poor Tiger, man.
I don't know what that is.
Tiger, yeah.
Left foot and then right foot with your heel touching your toe of your left foot.
Does this guy not know who he is?
All right.
You should let him go.
Yeah, leave him alone, let him go, man.
Give
him a ride, bro.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just give him the ride?
Yeah.
I mean, I know we wouldn't get that treatment, but I mean, at least you just bring him to a bar or someplace.
If you were a
girl,
you would.
Yeah.
If you were a girl, you'd get a ride, be like, oh my God, I can't let the sweet baby crash.
Yeah.
All DUIs, instead of resting, they drop them off at a bar.
Yeah.
You just get alcohol poisoning.
That's mad
funny.
They treat
you like a dad. Like, now you're going to drink all the alcohol. Make you drink triple sec until you puke. You're going to smoke the whole pack.
Yeah.
It's like that punishment, when it's punishment you make them like do more of it.
Yeah, you smoke a whole carton of cigarettes with your dad.
You get caught.
A whole pound of weed.
Yeah. Oh, you like smoking weed, huh? Here's a 1,000 milligram edible.
Joey Diaz.
Don't like it anymore? That's funny. I saw some crazy cop stuff recently that might be worth watching.
What'd you see?
This guy.
Is it those people that are doing staged police cam videos?
No.
I want to kill those people.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is it for, is there like a channel that does
it's
that?
Like if you've seen a, you can tell after about like a 30 seconds of watching it, but there are some where it's like a, they're on an airplane, they'll be asking someone to leave and it'll escalate, and but you can tell it's like an airplane set.
Oh.
It's like not a real airplane, it's like a set.
Oh.
And they do it, they're doing like a Dar Man type thing where it's like, you thought you were going to arrest me because I had long hair? Turns out, I'm the owner of the plane.
Oh, yeah. Where it's like a long-haired guy with like FBI credentials.
Yeah. You thought I had a gun because I'm black? Turns out, I teach at the school.
Who comes up with this shit?
Some Indian guy that wants people to be less racist.
I think it's AI.
No, not yet.
That sounds sad.
Yeah, like plane set acting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I seen it. That's fucking gay.
Man, it is dangerous out there. You got to be super careful.
There's this one where this guy is just like...
You got to be ready to skedaddle right away.
Shit.
That guy looks sick. Yo.
He's driving with his knees. He's steering with his knees. He's cocking the gun.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, this stuff is fucked.
It is fucked.
The world is so dangerous. You gotta be ready to.
These people have a license to kill.
You gotta be ready to run. No, but this it's on both sides though, because there's people.
Whoa!
Yeah, this guy's ready to.
Oh whoa. Yeah.
He's ready to kill for over a speeding ticket. You know.
Hey, so listen, American. This is take it. I take this with you.
Okay? Is this
so
real?
You wanna give me
that? Hey, don't you reach me. Damn.
Oh.
I take this with you, okay?
So now you want to...
No. Hey, don't you reach
it.
Oh.
Oh, he was so quick, too.
Whoa.
Oh.
He's quick as hell.
Quick draw McGraw.
Yeah.
What was he doing?
Damn. Yo. You gotta be...
800 Bravo, signal one.
Step number one, don't be a cop.
You got to be fast, man. Yeah. That's not good. Spooky.
Spooky stuff.
Wow.
I won't be able to find it. But anyways, yeah, we should go back to the... So we went halfway through the links last time, and I think we were kind of on a roll.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Zen on Swiss Air. Well, I can't wait to get to that one.
Mm. Well, actually, what I think these are new. Goo Goo Maxing?
Goo Goo Maxing, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, not this. All the things that I'm like this, I scroll by as fast as I can.
It's all here.
It's waiting for me.
They see you doing it, they're like, perfect.
This is the shit right here.
Be here fucking quick. You don't fucking deserve to be here fucking quick, you piece of shit. I want to be a better man. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better, you fucking whiny piece of shit.
His voice is intimidating.
None of you deserve to be here.
Oh.
Back. You better move with a fucking purpose. Belly. Feet.
Dude. Wow.
Back.
Look at these fucking
belly.
Sad peewee football kids.
Feet. Back. Hurry up.
Oh my gosh, man.
Belly. Feet.
Are they doing this as a joke?
Back.
Get over here. They're doing sledgehammer drills.
For the crying and shit and say I quit anyway.
Like, what's this preparing for? Or what's this training them for?
What the fuck you on quit? Never heard of that shit. Sit down. Sit down right here. You two are going to share this fucking cookie.
What?
Were they beating off into a bread or something?
Yeah, they're playing Unky Cookie.
Yeah.
You're going to run around the house with a cookie up your ass.
Wait, what's the cookie about?
Unky Cookie?
Some sort of a hockey team initiation, isn't it?
Everybody jerks off on an Oreo or something?
Oh, it's like the last guy to jerk himself off has to eat everyone's semen.
Yep.
And like, I thought that was interesting.
That was
I thought that was vaguely gay.
Mildly gay.
Yeah.
Feeds him a cookie.
Is this the same thing, the same video?
It's all in the same video. This is a 3-day alpha male camp. Promises you to make you a real man.
You hear the music? Dude, I don't even know what to say.
But the critic, your inner bitch, is always doubting you and telling you that you can't.
All right. What did they say? What was the note on this? Yeah. Funny sketch idea.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
What is this?
We got to do a collab with Andy Elliott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get him on the set.
We really should. There's a better one. I found a new Andy Elliott.
Oh, really?
Yep. I sent it to you. It's in my links.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You got to see this fucking guy. Okay. What the fuck is this?
The Cosmogram.
Charles, you should link up with this guy.
Yeah, this guy seems like he's on my page.
He knows what he's talking about.
Point of onward.
He's doing like 11th grade math problems.
Yeah, wow. What did he did he record the fucking sample for Sick Animation or something?
Is it is it Nick, is it the
That's awesome.
What's that?
Is it this guy right here?
Right. He's breaking glass.
He's ringing bells.
Nope, those are two good ones. No, it's the one that I
there
sent.
No,
is it on text?
In here.
Let me see.
Is this guy crazy? Is he doing like a divination? Like, is this guy crazy?
The autumn equinox.
He might be onto something.
September 22nd.
I mean, that drawing is not
the
bad.
Day I chose to come into this cosmogram. December 21st, winter solstice.
Is he doing this at a massage parlor?
He's a Capricorn.
And the opposite side of my birth entry
He just got a happy ending.
March 21st.
You got the red rope Fertile treatment. They're spinning on the ceiling and shit.
On around. Summer solstice. So
Brian Fuller.
Interesting.
Brian Fuller?
Brian Fuller, yep. Brian
Interesting.
Fuller.
This string right here is... A lesbian.
Wow.
This shit is wild. Brian Fuller, together and then like an underscore.
Okay. B-R-
Yep.
I-N. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mindset. Leadership. Sales.
Oh, man.
Oh, yo.
You got to go to the one where, not exposing my haters, it's the one where it's like...
It's time to sell.
What did the wolves do before this career? That's the one.
I like this guy's fit.
I did construction, slinging
Look at these
hammers
fits.
And sledgehammers and doing machine work, all that.
What did you do prior to this job?
I was a paramedic in Central Florida.
And what did you do before this job?
Hospitality.
Yes, sir.
Making $80,000 to $90,000 a year.
What did you do before this?
I worked in restaurants. I was a
I played
server.
Basketball.
I turned into a sommelier for a little bit.
Those
and I
shoes?
Took that in the people that I was working with, more upscale patrons coming in, and then applied that with my position here. And my ability to speak with people who make more money, business owners and stuff like that, and my ability to have a conversation with them definitely translated over.
What did you do before this job?
I was in the military for 4 years, got out, did some construction, was going to college, and then stumbled upon this on Indeed.
And what did you do before this job?
I worked for Central States Pension Fund.
Yeah.
I was
I thought he was standing on a treadmill.
Editing department.
Fun
not,
work?
Not at all.
How much you make there?
$65K with a Christmas bonus.
What did you do before the shop?
I was in college. I graduated from University of Tampa in December of 23, joined here in January of 24.
These guys are making
over
bank.
$200K is first year fresh out of college. Bank. Amazing work.
What did is it all because of this shop? Guy that he I'm trained them?
Because of him. Look at the look shoes. Yes. Outfits, bro.
The shoes are crazy.
He has the same shoes. They have the same shoes. Are they forced to wear those shoes?
Yeah. You better.
Now, what are they selling?
I wish I knew. These fits are wild, bro.
They got these straight out of the black people store at the mall.
Holy shit.
We only wear stuff from the black people store at the mall.
Is that, what's his name?
That's Andy.
That's Andy.
That's David Goggins.
Oh, David Goggins and Andy. Look at that. Together.
What's Goggins doing up there?
Mindcon.
It's crazy.
It looks like they're doing a Double Dragon fucking scene.
Now, I do watch a lot of this content, and what I want to know is what the F are they selling?
Yeah, what exactly? What is the business?
The program.
Is it solar sales? Because it could be solar sales.
I don't know, man. Can we chat GPT this?
Yeah, what does Brian Fuller sell? That'll
what does them. Andy Elliott sell? I don't even know if the chat GPT will know what Brian Fuller is, but we should ask that for
we can
sure.
Call him. We can $20,000, you can shake his hand. And you can hang out with him.
Can you spit in his face?
You can probably kiss his tongue.
Okay. That's only $20,000. You can blow his tongue.
A renowned sales trainer and entrepreneur who specializes in high performance sales coaching, particularly within the automotive industry. He's the founder of the Elliott Group, a sales training company based in Scottsdale. Since its inception, the company has rapidly grown, generating $160 million in revenue by 2023 and training over 1.3. So he trains salesmen. Project 500, an elite training platform for individual sales professionals. Sales Warrior Playbook, Elite Coaching Mastermind, Sales Training Courses.
I want the hoodie.
Scroll down. Can you type in what does he sell?
He sold Nissans in Oklahoma City.
Did he?
Yes. That's how he started. He said he sold 40 cars a month on Craigslist, which is like some. There was some guy like, no, he didn't.
That's insane.
I just gave me the same thing back.
Like on Craigslist selling new cars. Like, I'm sure there was some, like he found some lick, like auto approval, like tired of looking for pieces of shit cars. Come get approved on a Nissan. Pretty elementary psychopath shit, but.
I guess it's just car salesman that went into his own.
That went mad. How do you explain this transformation? What would you call this, a grift? I mean, if it's generating money, I guess not. What would you call this?
It's a grift. If you're teaching people to sell and what you're selling is sales, that's a pyramid scheme, essentially. At 18, working at a local car dealership.
He made $700,000 a year selling by 19.
Yeah, but how do we know that, though?
That would be like, Nick, if you like made a whole business model on a program.
How would you make $715,000 selling cars?
You'd have to do.
At age 19.
You'd be like a 45 car a month guy. No, you'd have to be like a 52 car a month guy. Hit two like bug company fleets. He hit something where he could hit a cable company. That's how you do that.
How many would that be? Like 20 trucks?
20 like a month. There was a guy around here that did that once. They used to pick him up. He did the Mass DOT, and he sold trucks. They used to pick him up in a helicopter. His name was Dennis Beausoleil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in the 80s.
Andy continued to excel in automotive sales. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, someone was saying that last time I got there. I was like, I'd literally rather fucking eat dog shit than fucking do this.
A sales training company. The company quickly grew. 1.3 million sales professionals. Andy underwent a significant personal transformation, blah, blah, blah.
Tony Robbins.
Yeah. Did you ever get one of those when you were at Toyota?
The helicopter ride? Yeah.
Yeah. No. One of the sales guys that came in, I think I might have seen the other one. It's like, show me your friends, I'll show you your fucking future.
Oh, yeah.
I think I might have been in a conference where it was either Bankers Life Mutual or Prime.
What's that guy's name?
What was that?
So it was an R? No.
At Prime, we didn't have a trainer. We had just a script that we had to adhere to that was not helpful.
No, it was brutal.
It was brutal.
Yeah, it was so forced. These guys act like people wouldn't pick that up in 10 seconds now.
Yeah.
If you hit someone that on the floor nowadays, people would fucking mace you.
Yeah, the script was, anytime a customer comes in, you had to stick to this script very tightly. And it was like, so what were you hoping to achieve today?
Yeah.
Well, I'm at a car dealership.
You get like a full can of Bear Mace.
What goals, features, and benefits are you looking for the most?
Next automotive purchase.
One thing that really pissed me off was they made a distinction between features and benefits.
Yeah.
As if that's a thing. And then you would have to.
Some features aren't beneficial.
Yeah. Well, you would have to make a list of the customer what features they wanted and then what benefits they wanted. And so then you'd have to explain to the customer what the difference between a feature and a benefit was.
That's what they want. They want an alcoholic to explain them.
Wow.
Please, alcoholic pill addict with a $10 shirt on, explain to me why I need to spend $40,000 in a multidimensional way, please, in a compositional fashion. Thank you. Fucking bullshit.
Yeah, man.
Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
I went on a kind of a spree with these 15-year-old college professor videos.
The feature would be the Toyota's 5-star safety system. The benefit would be that it keeps your family safe.
Oh.
That's the difference between a feature and a benefit.
Okay, I understand.
Now imagine your family gets run over by a truck, right? And your daughter can barely breathe. Now you say to yourself, what am I thinking? Man, I'm glad I have a Toyota.
Mm-hmm. Which this was during the gas pedal, the Prius gas pedal crisis.
Oh, when it's been stuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, when it was driving through walls.
I don't know if people remember this, but in like 2008, 2009, the Toyota Prius, the gas pedal would get stuck. And there's video of a family going like 110 down a highway, and you can hear their call to 911. And the dad's like, I don't know what we're going to do, guys. Just pray. Just pray, guys.
Oh, my God.
Bam! All dead.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
Toyota was like, oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
This really big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. What do you do in that case? Do you put it in neutral?
No, you probably Saudi drift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
How do you
do
that?
I would Saudi drift right to
a
cool
stop. Yank the
wheel
back and forth and spin out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
I mean, that's what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
How do you have the presence of mind to be calling 911 while your pedal is stuck with your family?
You definitely don't call 911.
No.
That's a total waste
of time. Well, we're deactivating the pedal right now. Thanks for calling so fast.
Hey, Siri, call my Toyota gas pedal, please. It's like this, fuck you, I'm pissed off.
It's good to know about the Saudi drift, because when my Ford Blue Cruise is tampered with,
You're not a blue chew.
When it's snowing, I drive, like if there's a plow, you know, the plow makes the mound, I'll put the right tires on the mound so that there's some crunchy stuff to slow the truck down if you're going downhill.
Mm.
And also you want to be ready to, like, you know, if you have to veer into a tree or something or go off into the sidewalk, you'd prefer that over hitting a car with people in it, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Probably. Unless you're going fast, in which case you probably just want to kill them and save yourself.
Yeah.
Wow. You
use a crowd full of people to slow your roll.
You might have to.
That's probably what happened with that van in Manchester yesterday.
It is.
He was like, whoa, he's probably doing 100 with a stuck Pacifica pedal.
Mm-hmm. He should, I don't know, they should claim that.
So he was just using a different kind of brake, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Human brake.
Human brake. They should claim that. Why don't they claim that?
Yeah.
If they had any brains.
Pedal got stuck.
Gas pedal got stuck.
The bloody pedal got stuck.
Yeah.
What are you handcuffing me for? It wasn't me. It was a malfunction in the auto.
Yeah.
In the vehicle.
Absolutely.
Crikey. You crikey.
Blooming onions.
Leave me
alone. Get me a blooming onion.
It's a coinkydink.
The Outback. Give me an Outback onion, mate.
You guys been to Outback lately?
No, never.
It's good.
I've never been.
Okay.
They have a good filet there. It's nice.
Really?
I think they use beef tallow for some of their stuff, so maybe we should go there.
Maybe Outback.
Should just go support. Go support them.
I saw a video on, not to be that guy, but I saw a video on...
It's okay, Chris.
The restaurants that use beef tallow, like the ones that...
Oh, it's all fake.
They say it's has detergents in it.
Yeah, it's bullshit, probably. Mm. Fuck them. You can't eat out. You got to eat at home.
Yeah.
Can't do that shit.
Sad.
But you can eat out at home, if you know what I mean.
Hey,
You eat out like Michael Douglas, big clams.
Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eating out.
Big cock in your face.
Go long.
I'm going to eat her out, bro.
Yo, I was eating my girl out last night. I was eating out Cher. I always thought it was weird that wasn't Cher.
South Park did a really funny parody of them.
Of Cher.
Of Cher, remember?
No.
Is it South Park? Sorry, what were you saying?
Well, gays always like Cher, and I always thought it was because they were like, oh, you know, she's a tranny.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? It was like when Joan Rivers called Michelle Obama a guy.
Yep.
She's like, oh, shut up. Everybody knows she's a fucking guy.
Yeah.
But it was like, that sounded like such a gay guy thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like a friend of gays thing to go about it.
Makes him want to come out. Nobody can stand this much Cher. This is her new album. If this doesn't drive them out, nothing will.
That's great music, Mr. Mackey. What is that?
Oh, this is Cher. This is her.
They're doing
album.
a parody of Waco when they were blasting Slaughterhouse sounds and metal music into the women and children. That was kind of nice of them. Yeah. It was really keeping them safe. Slaughterhouse sounds and like this, burn them all.
Creating hell.
Yeah. Amazing.
Where the fuck do you even get Slaughterhouse sounds? I mean, imagine if they were like the guy like running that operation. Is like, do the Slaughterhouse thing.
Dark. That's dark. That's dark. That's stuff, crazy, man. Yeah, it's dark stuff.
Like, I can imagine, like, the guy running it was just like a gimp in a fucking cop uniform. Like a leather mask, fat, gay gimp covered in blood with, like, an FBI jacket on.
Yep, I'm sure it is. He's got the jacket over the leather suit.
He's got his, like, hands bound in, like, a cup and his dick's out. His dick's in one of those, like, mouse trap things. He's like, yeah, okay, it's a Slaughterhouse thing. Yeah. He's fucking, like, a twink.
There's a general. I don't know who is in command over there, but there's military personnel like this. Yeah, play the Slaughterhouse sounds. They're signing off on it, giving orders. It's unbelievable.
They're setting up audio gear. They have nice speakers.
Yeah, they're taking pictures of the body still smoldering. They're all, like, taking pictures. They're putting online.
Wasn't some U.S. torture tactics, like playing them like Metallica and shit.
Yeah, it was like, who was complaining about it back in the day? Like Nine Inch Nails and Slayer, maybe? It was someone, they were complaining they were using it in torture sites, like, you know, intermittently wake so they couldn't sleep, like with sleep deprivation.
Songs that I just listen to every day.
Yeah. Unbelievable, the nightmare world.
There's soldiers who said that the SEER training, that's actually comforting when they hear Metallica.
Yeah.
Because when you know what SEER training is?
No.
They like torture you so you know how to resist torture.
Oh.
And one of the things they do is they put you in a box in like a very cramped position and they play like loud shit. And one of these guys was like, yeah, they used to play like Pantera, and it was like it was like relaxing.
Sounds pretty nice to me.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Phil Anselmo just singing me to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You're sleeping through it. They're like, it's Jesus Christ, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're like fucking crazy. A bloody gimp that's fucking a twink is like, this guy's going to be me one day. He reminds me of me when I was a young soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Gimp training in a box for the service of the country.
I know, but imagine like being in Pantera or Slayer or something like that and getting the call that like you're being used and like your music's being used in that way.
Devil music. Unbelievable the things they do with music.
Wow. Anyway.
Slaughterhouse.
They have, you guys want to hear something wild?
Yeah, what?
All right, so you guys know what a dominatrix is, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know what golf is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if the two worlds crossed.
We've been asking, everyone, a lot, so many people have been asking for that for at least 40 years.
I'm listening.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm glad you got it. So, Caddy Magic. On Instagram, you won't believe this.
Caddy Magic?
Caddy Magic.
This is like, remember when I was like leaving LA, I was starting to get like, you know, bitter about 40-year-old men telling me they want to do poetry?
Mm-hmm.
And like, dude, I'm going to be doing poetry. And I'm like, can this stop?
Mm-hmm.
Can we
move out of next week?
Yeah, I'm like this, can we forget? You know what? Forget it. I have moving boxes.
Like,
it's just tough. Caddy. K-A-D-D-I-E.
Oh.
That's patio.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Life podcast. Full access to all episodes and more. Visit mde.tv.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.